It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, December 4th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Three people were injured in a single-vehicle rollover crash yesterday afternoon in Chickasaw County. The Iowa State Patrol says the wreck occurred shortly after 3 p.m. yesterday on Highway 18, about a half-mile west of Bassett. 29-year-old Emmanuel Rivera Castro of New Hampton was driving east at a high rate of speed when he lost control of the vehicle, which went into the north ditch and began to roll. The vehicle then smashed through a power pole and came to rest in a field. Rivera Castro and two passengers, 27-year-old Paloma Ortiz of New Hampton and 41-year-old Eleazar Morales of Charles City, were injured. Rivera Castro was flown to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City. Morales and Ortiz were taken by ambulance to Floyd County Medical Center in Charles City. The Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office, Ionia Fire Department, Chickasaw Rescue Squad, Chickasaw County Ambulance, AMR Ambulance, and Mercy Air assisted with the crash, which remains under investigation. Pure Prairie Poultry in Charles City continues to ramp up production as it enters its second year of operations. In November of 2022, PPP relaunched the chicken processing plant, shut down since August of 2019, when the former owners, Simply Essentials, closed the facility, putting some 400 people out of work. After reopening the plant with about 50 employees, CEO Brian Roloff says they now employ some 100, which also means they've increased their processing capacity.
We started out at about 90,000 birds. We're up to about 200,000 birds per week currently, and our goal is early next year, based on bird availability, to continue to increase that to a full shift. And a full shift would be 300,000 birds per week.
In addition to increases in workforce and production, is the continuing expansion of the facility itself.
The first phase is a distribution center, a maintenance shop, and another storage space in the back of the building. Those three spaces should be done by the end of the year. We'll be turning on the refrigeration for the distribution center in the next week or so. So you can see a lot of people up working on the roof and getting that up and running. We are using the four dock doors to ship our product out in the new distribution center.
Roloff adds that new office space and new employee break room should be completed by next May. He says it's been a group effort getting the Pure Prairie Poultry brand off the ground.
Launching a brand personally, as well as for the entire team, is not for the faint of heart, and it's very rewarding to see all the work from, you know, everything down from the agency and the marketing team and the product team, quality, and then the operations team that really executes it. And even going back to our farmer partners that, you know, we've been working so hard on this with, for all of us, launching the brand is pretty rewarding.
Roloff says PPP's antibiotic-free chicken is currently available in select Coburn's and Marketplace food stores in Minnesota and the Dakotas. They also look to expand into the food service industry. A two-week lane closure on the current Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing in northeast Iowa is slated to begin today. The Iowa DOT says shutdown of the eastbound lane of the Iowa Highway 9 bridge over the Mississippi River from Lansing into Wisconsin is slated for December 4th through December 15th, weather permitting. Construction crews will be repairing the bridge rail, and motorists will be guided across the bridge with flaggers while work is taking place. Meanwhile, work has begun to prep that area for the construction of a brand new Black Hawk Bridge over the Mississippi. Groundbreaking was held a month ago, which brought the project basically to its halfway point, according to Pete Helmstead with the DOT's Mason City District Office.
I believe it's been 3 years. We've been in design meetings with Wisconsin and consultants and our staff, and Wisconsin staff, and DNR, and Corps of Engineers, and Coast Guard. And it's an incredibly involved project with all kinds of moving parts and different agencies. And it, when it opens up in the fall of 2026, that'll be another huge milestone.
While a collaborative effort, the Iowa DOT will head up the project.
Iowa has the lead on this bridge. We kind of alternate as you go south. So Iowa has the lead on this bridge. If you go south to the Marquette, Prairie du Chien area, that one Wisconsin has a lead on. Now, the bridges are joint ownership, but one state takes the lead as far as construction and maintenance, and Iowa has the lead on this one. As far as funding, who pays for the bridge, that is a 50-50 split.
The DOT says federal funding will cover approximately 80% of the $140 million cost of the bridge. The bulk of the construction work for the new bridge will take place alongside the old bridge beginning in 2024. The current bridge will remain in use until the new bridge is built. The existing structure has served the area since 1931, with a closure from 1945 to 1957 when the crossing was damaged by ice dams. Depreciation over time and changing vehicle size and traffic patterns would now call for a new, wider, safer crossing. After being handcuffed with an officer vacancy since May, the New Hampton Police Department appears ready to make a hire. On the agenda for tonight's 7 p.m. New Hampton City Council meeting is possible action to hire an officer per the recommendation of Chief Tim Peterson. The applicant, Corey Frank, is currently a St. Louis County Park Ranger in Missouri. NHPD has been down one officer for over 6 months following the departure of Nick Sylvester, who was going through police academy training when he resigned. It was a year ago this month that Sylvester and Austin Hageman were both hired, which at that time also ended a six-month period of officer shortages for New Hampton Police. Hageman has since completed academy training and has been a certified peace officer since May. Like many municipal swimming pools, the Lions Field Pool in Charles City is underwater financially. On their 6 p.m. agenda meeting tonight, the Charles City City Council is scheduled to discuss how to best approach the repairs needed to keep the over 30-year-old pool in shape to use for at least another 20 years. JEO Consulting, which conducted a study of the pool earlier this year, said it will cost about $1.3 million for the most necessary repairs and renovations to the pool. Adding amenities, including a splash pad, could push costs to the point a bond referendum would likely be needed to finance the makeover measures. For now, the Park Rec Board and the city have contemplated borrowing up to $910,000 to cover the most basic repairs and renovations while avoiding a bond vote. A report to the council tonight from Park Rec Director Tyler Mitchell shows public pools across the state do not make any money, with several other Park Rec directors stating that the facilities are money pits. Also on the council agenda tonight is the second reading of an ordinance to authorize the implementation of speed cameras in Charles City. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.